This is Brother Metter, greeting the precious holy name of Jesus. It's good to be with you. And I pray everyone's doing well and you're reaching for God to reveal himself in a greater way, in a greater wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in your life so you can grow and become a person, a vessel that God can live in and walk in and work through. There's a world out there dying for the reality of God. They're looking, they're hunting. They're doing it in churches, they're doing it online, they're doing it on YouTube, they're doing it on Facebook, and they're looking for something that points them to the reality of God and to give them answers in a time of trouble. You know, I don't think I've made a broadcast that this coronavirus got so deadly and so real. But the word of the Lord come to me on March the 22nd, and I ministered on it on the Sunday, 22nd of March, on the word of the Lord to the nation. So if you want to listen to this and find some peace in what's going on, go to our website, worldrevivals.org, and then click on our YouTube logo. And go to the service on 2020-03-22. That's the 22nd of March. Just a couple of weeks ago, the Lord had me minister on the word of the Lord to the nations, and God began to show me what was happening and that he was in total control, and it was his hand and his will that had brought this virus into the earth. And what happened, God has stood us still and brought us to the place to seek him. And I'm not going to get into that. I'll let you go listen to the full word on our website. But that and the very next service, the very next Sunday, on 3/29/2020, the Lord had me further on, continue and explain and expound on this word and why he stood us still and what he's requiring of us at this time. So I encourage you to do that, and I believe it will give you great peace, great comfort. I believe it'll give you wisdom and strength and understanding of what God's doing in the earth. So, but I want to talk to you today and in the next few services or videos. I still hadn't found the appropriate word that I like to use, but episodes, you call it what you want to. But anyway, I want to talk to you for the next few times we come together on taking the necessary steps to serve the Lord. You know, the main step is to make that commitment to walk with God and to repent and turn your heart over to the Lord. And that's the main step. And there's many thousands over the world have made this step. But I want to read a very familiar scripture, and I believe it'll resound in your heart. I believe once I start reading it, you're going to, or if I even quote the scripture verse, you're going to know it because a lot of people quote it. But you know, I'm not one just to quote scripture or memorize scripture or read. I like to study to find out what the word says. I like to get in and dissect every word because every word has a meaning in the scripture. You can change one word of a scripture and you can change the whole meaning of it. So I want to read, and I'm going to the book of Joshua, the 24th chapter, and I'm going to start at verse 14. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood are the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So this was after the children of Israel had crossed over Jordan. They had inherited a lot of what we refer to as the promised land. Many of them have gotten their inheritance. They were coming forth and possessing the word and the land that God had given them. They were inheriting the promise, in other words, which is a type of the kingdom of God. So the promised land is the spiritual type of the kingdom of God. So Joshua made a statement here because he was old. He knew he wasn't going to live a whole lot longer. And so he gathered the people together and he said, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood." And he's talking about Noah. "And in Egypt, when you were held there in bondage, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve." So he was telling them, make a choice. Make a choice who your God is going to be. Make a choice who you're going to serve. And I'm saying to you today, it's time for God's people to make a choice whom they're going to serve. And when you make that choice, then serve him with all of your heart.